Okay, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Morning.
So I think we're ready to start. I wanted to say thank you to Harry Gould for providing relief for me as chair of the REMIC board this morning. And I'm happy, Harry, to yield the chair at any time to you.
Well, thank you. As I told Eric, I did it because the agency sent me a script, so I figured, okay, I'm on stage.
Like a good actor, if you get a script, you read it, right? Well, let's begin. This is the Wednesday, June 1st, 2022 HDC board meeting. I'd like the minutes to reflect the presence of a quorum and open the meeting officially. We move now to the approval of the minutes of the members' meeting held on March 15, 2022. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting held on March 15th, 2022?
So moved.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. And now we will move to the president's report. And I call on President of HDC, Eric Enderlin.
Thank you, Commissioner, and to all the members in attendance today. At our last meeting, we reflected on the critical work we have before us to help support our city in its economic recovery from the pandemic, all while solving for an ongoing affordability crisis. This crisis is not unique to New York City. Households across the nation are feeling the effects of dramatically increased costs of living. As costs across the board continue to rise here at home, thousands of New York City residents are experiencing steep escalation in rental market prices that are at the moment only anticipated to rise further, underscoring the critical need to provide more New Yorkers with safe and affordable homes. Our HDC portfolio, our city portfolio, while strong and stable, thanks to the diligence and prudence of the board and HDC's employees, is also feeling the pressure of increased operating costs, cost of construction, and interest rates. As we navigate increasingly volatile market conditions amidst this inflationary environment, the items presented to you today for approval will help us to ensure greater stability for our city through the creation and preservation of housing that is affordable and secure. Turning now to our agenda, following a report of the governance and audit committees, I'll present for your approval a request to appoint Ruth Marrera as first executive vice president of the corporation. You'll then hear from executive vice president Ruth Marrera, who will present for your approval an authorizing resolution for multifamily housing bonds and approval of mortgage loans to support the financing of multiple affordable housing developments. Following Ruth's presentation, Executive Vice President and General Counsel Susanna Lipset will request the members' authorization of certain mortgage loans and other actions. Last, Ruth Marrera will present for your approval a declaration of intent resolutions for two proposed preservation projects. I'd like to thank the members, the entire HDC team, and everyone in attendance today for your support and dedication to creating a more resilient and affordable New York. We're really at a point in our city's history where the importance of our mission cannot be overstated. Commissioner, this concludes my remarks, and with that, I turn it back over to you. Thank you.
Thank you, President Enderlin. And now I call on Harry Gould for the report of the Governance Committee.
Thank you, Commissioner. The Governance Committee met prior to the meeting and this meeting, at which time the terms of employment for the appointment of Ruth Marrera, the first executive vice president, were discussed, which appointment President Eric Enderlin will present for the full board's approval later in this meeting. The actions of the governance committee with respect to the terms of employment of this officer must be ratified by the HDC board.
Thank you, Harry. Do I have a motion to ratify the terms of employment for Ruth Moreira that were just approved by the governance committee?
So moved.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now we will move to the report of the audit committee, and we go back to Harry Gould.
Okay, the audit committee met prior to this meeting, at which time The members approved the audit committee charter after a required annual review. The members also reviewed the 2020 second quarter financials and other investment, debt, credit, and internal audit reports.
Thank you, Harry. We now move to item number 6 on the agenda, which is the appointment of Ruth Moreira as first executive vice president. And the chair recognizes Eric Enderlin for the presentation.
Thank you again, Commissioner. I am incredibly pleased to recommend that the members approve the appointment of Ruth Moreira as first executive vice president for the corporation. Over the course of her impressive career, Ruth has cultivated an expansive knowledge of affordable housing finance and is known for her impeccable judgment she brings to solving some of our city's most complex housing finance challenges. She demonstrates not just a thorough understanding of the corporation, but a sincere commitment to the success of our mission, our programs, and of our people. In recent years, HDC has significantly expanded its reach to help support the rehabilitation of our public housing through NYCHA PACT, while continuing our efforts to grow and preserve New York's affordable housing stock. Accordingly, as HDC has grown, Ruth has taken important steps to grow her own team and to reorganize the development department. She's also increasingly represented HDC in a public-facing capacity. As part of this recommended appointment, Ruth will be taking on supervision of the NYCHA PACT program, overseeing the development department as an executive officer of the corporation, and will also be second in line to the president of HDC. As many of you know, Ruth has a long dedicated career at HDC, having first joined the corporation in 2000 in our cash management division before transitioning to development in 2008. The members previously approved Ruth as senior vice president for development in May of 2019, when she rejoined the corporation after serving as vice president of acquisitions for Hudson Housing Capital. More recently, the board approved Ruth as executive vice president for development in October 2021 and has served as acting first executive vice president since November of that same year. I'm now pleased to formally recommend for your approval of Ruth Moreira's appointment as first executive vice president. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. And I will entertain a motion to approve the appointment of Ruth Moreira as first executive vice president, and then open up to any discussion. Do I have a motion? So the motion is recognized. Any discussion? The chair will take privilege to say that I am absolutely, absolutely thrilled that Ruth is ascending to first executive vice president. And as a former elected official and public official and working as a customer of the Housing Development Corporation, it has been a delight over the years to work with Ruth, and she's got a patient hand, a very professional and careful demeanor, always considerate of the experience that somebody is having as they deal with this important financing agency that helps to create affordable housing. So very, very proud of you, and congratulations, Ruth.
Thank you very much, Commissioner, for the kind words, and thank you, Eric, and thanks to the board. I just want to say I'm extremely honored to have this appointment and to be considered as a steward of the corporation. HDC, as you just heard, it has pretty much been my entire career. It is a truly special place. I grew up here both personally and professionally, and over the years developed a deep knowledge of not just my department at the time, but also of how the corporation works in general. So I think I see this as a culmination of all of that growth. And I really thank Eric, you, for all of your support over the last couple of years, the entire executive team, and all of my HDC colleagues for all of your support and patience with me as I've gathered knowledge over the years. So HDC is a really, really special place. It's very special to me, and I'm really honored to have this. As you heard, I did leave for a couple of years, and I mentioned earlier as well that when I left, I didn't know that I had a return by date, because roughly 2.5 years later, I sure came back. And, you know, in the last 6 years, definitely have grown in a development group, and it's an extraordinary honor, and I'm really, really looking forward to the next few years of this. Thank you, everyone.
Wonderful. We haven't called the question yet, but anyone else is still open for discussion or comment. Otherwise, I now call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Congratulations, Ruth Moreira. Congratulations. And now, pursuant to the Public Authorities Accountability Act, and for the purposes of discussing the next items on our agenda, we will now commence the meeting of HDC's Finance Committee. Item number 7 on the agenda, approval of an authorizing resolution relating to multifamily housing revenue bonds, 2022 Series C, D, and E, and approval of mortgage loans. The chair recognizes Ruth Moreira, first executive vice president.
Thank you. I am pleased to recommend that the members approve the issuance of the corporation's multifamily housing revenue bonds 2022 Series C, D, and E in an amount not expected to exceed $998,890,000. Together with the corporation's unrestricted reserves and available funds of the open resolution, the bonds are expected to be used to finance the construction, acquisition, rehabilitation, and a permanent financing of certain projects and other activities as described in your memorandum. Interest on the 2022 Series C and E bonds is expected to be exempt from federal, New York State, and local income tax, and such bonds will qualify as tax-exempt private activity bonds with a combination of an allocation of new private activity bond volume cap and the refunding of certain outstanding bonds or obligations of the corporation. Interest on the 2022 Series D bonds is not expected to be exempt from federal income tax, but is expected to be exempt from New York State and local income tax. An authorizing resolution will authorize the 337th through 340th supplemental resolutions. I am also pleased to recommend that the members authorize the corporation to originate one taxable senior mortgage loan to fund the rehabilitation of one development and provide the permanent financing for the development. The development contains 9 buildings throughout Harlem and is to be developed by Joint Operating Entity, or JOE, a consortium of not-for-profits. It is anticipated that upon origination, the corporation will sell a 100% participation interest in the senior construction loan to a financial institution. It is also anticipated that upon construction completion and conversion to a permanent loan, the corporation will repurchase the participation interest with available funds of the open resolution in a combined amount not expected to exceed $4,980,000 and pledge the permanent loan to the open resolution. For more information on this development, please see Attachment 1. It is anticipated that a portion of the proceeds of the 2022 Series C bonds, together with the corporation's unrestricted reserves, will be used to finance all or a portion of the mortgage loans for 6 developments. In the aggregate, the developments would create approximately 994 rental homes in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and the Bronx. For more information on these developments, please see Attachments 2 through 7. The corporation may fund all or a portion of the short-term portion of certain senior mortgage loans with its unrestricted reserves. When the borrower makes a mandatory prepayment upon the project's completion, such prepayment will be available for taxable relending by the corporation to other affordable housing projects. Any future lending for a development that has not been previously approved by the members will be presented for approval to the members before the making of such a loan. It is anticipated that a portion of the proceeds of the 2022 Series C bonds will also be used to finance or to reimburse the corporation for amounts previously advanced from its unrestricted reserves to finance all or a portion of certain subordinate loans for certain developments described in Attachment 8 and which the members have previously approved. The issuance of the 2022 Series C bonds for this purpose will allow for the replenishment of the corporation's reserves, which can then be relent to new developments in furtherance of the corporation's commitment to the mayor's housing plan. It is also anticipated that a portion of the 2022 Series C bonds will be used to refund certain bonds of the corporation to generate interest rate savings in the open resolution. It is anticipated that a portion of the proceeds 2022 Series D bonds, together with the corporation's unrestricted reserves and or available funds in the open resolution, will be used to finance all or a portion of mortgage loans for 4 developments. In the aggregate, the developments would create or preserve approximately 1,772 rental and cooperative homes in Manhattan and Brooklyn. It is also anticipated that a portion of the 2022 Series D bonds will be used for future lending and enable the corporation to lock in an interest rate spread now in a rising market. Any future lending for a development that has not been previously approved by the members will be presented for approval to the members prior to the making of such a loan. For more information on these developments, please see attachments 9 through 12. It is anticipated that a portion of the proceeds of the 2022 Series E bonds will be used to refund various series of the corporation's multifamily housing revenue bonds that are able to be refunded to generate interest rate savings in the open resolution. It is anticipated that the remaining portion of the proceeds of the 2022 Series E bonds will also be used to finance or to reimburse the corporation for amounts previously advanced from its unrestricted reserves to finance a portion of certain subordinate loans for certain of the developments described in Attachment 8 and which the members have previously approved. The issuance of the 2022 Series E bonds for this purpose will allow for the replenishment of the corporation's reserves, which can then be relent to new developments in furtherance of the corporation's commitment to the mayor's housing plan. The 2022 Series C bonds are expected to be issued as tax exempt, with some subseries as recycled to earn a volume cap and as fixed rate in an initial term rate term with convertible options and as variable rate demand bonds. The corporation expects Barclays Bank PLC to provide liquidity through a standby bond purchase agreement for the 2022 Series C variable rate demand bonds in accordance with the programmatic authority delegated to the corporation staff by the members at the March 29, 2019 members meeting. The 2022 Series D bonds are expected to be issued as taxable variable rate SOFR index bonds expected to be purchased by the Federal Home Loan Bank of New York. It is expected that FHLBNY will have the right to give notice on a quarterly basis to put the 2022 Series D bonds back to the corporation effective 12 months after such notice. If the corporation cannot repay the principal remaining on the 2022 Series D bonds put, then the corporation will repay FHLBNY the principal amount over a period anticipated to be 5 years from excess cash in the open resolution. In order to manage the interest rate risk associated with the variable rate portion of the 2022 Series C and D bonds, the corporation is working with Mohanty Gargiulo LLC, its hedge advisor, and expects to enter into one or more interest rate hedging instruments. The 2022 Series E bonds are expected to be issued as tax-exempt fixed-rate bonds. More detail on the developments, as well as bond underwriters, risks, fees, and credit ratings associated with the bonds are outlined in your memorandum. Are there any questions?
Mr. Chairman, let me know for the record. I'll do it once so I get it over with for all of them. As in the past, members of my firm, but not I, represent a variety of major underwriters, but not having anything to do with any matters before this board, whether it be Royal Bank, whether it be Chase or Jefferies. And I just do it because COIB asks that I do so.
The chair recognizes Member Mertler, and you know, let the record show his comments. Thank you.
If there are no questions, Susanna will provide the authorizing resolutions.
Thank you, Ruth. The members are requested to approve an authorizing resolution that provides for the adoption of supplemental resolutions to the open resolution, the issuance of the bonds, and other activities listed therein and in the memo before you. The members are requested to approve the making of 6 senior and subordinate loans for the new construction of 6 Ella developments from proceeds of the 2022 Series C bonds and or the corporation's unrestricted reserves in an amount not expected to exceed $424,730,000. The members are also requested to approve the making of loans for 1 preservation development and 3 Mitchell-Lama restructuring developments in an amount not expected to exceed $27,075,000. From proceeds of the 2022 Series D bonds and or available funds of the open resolution or its unrestricted reserves. The members are requested to approve the origination of a taxable construction loan in an amount not to exceed $4,980,000 for the Joe Uptown development, a participation agreement with the financing institution acquiring a 100% participation interest in the loan, and the subsequent repurchase from the financing institution of the 100% participation interest in such loan with the corporation's unrestricted reserves or available funds of the open resolution. For all of the authorizations requested above, the members are requested to approve the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of mortgage-related documents and any other documents necessary to accomplish such financings. And finally, the members are requested to approve the execution of one or more interest rate hedging instruments in a combined notional amount not expected to exceed $250 million, and the execution by the president or any authorized officer of the corporation of any and all documents necessary to enter into said hedging instruments. Thank you.
Thank you, Susanna. I will now entertain a motion to approve the authorizing resolution relating to multifamily housing revenue bonds 2022 series C, D, and E, and approval of mortgage loans and the other actions by the members described in the memo before you. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. We now move to the approval of declaration of intent resolutions. And we begin with the first item, which is 2069 Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York. I recognize Ruth Moreira for the first presentation.
Thank you. As you know, declaration of intent resolutions are solely for tax code purposes, allowing any expenditures incurred by a project's developer within 60 days prior to the date the resolution is passed to be eligible for tax-exempt bond financing. Before HDC were to actually finance a project, the specifics of the transaction would be presented to the members for review and approval. Please refer to the memorandum before you entitled Resolution of Declaration of Intent 2069 Bruckner, located in Bronx, New York. The proposed development will consist of the new construction of two buildings containing a total of 344 residential low-income rental units to be located in the Soundview neighborhood of the Bronx. It is expected the development will use approximately $110,544,000 in tax-exempt bonds. The project is to be developed by a single-purpose entity to be formed and controlled by Azimuth Development Group and Joy Construction. The members are asked to approve the resolution at this time.
Thank you, Ruth. I will now entertain a motion to approve the declaration of intent
resolution. Since it is in a borough that you and I know and love well, I'm happy to make the motion.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mertler. Mr. Mertler has made the motion to approve the declaration of intent resolution for 2069 Bruckner Boulevard in our beloved Bronx, New York. Do I have a second?
I'll second, even though I live in Queens.
Okay, Ms. Scott seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. I will be recusing myself from the next item on the agenda and temporarily leaving the meeting. The vice chair will present the next item, and the chair now yields to Vice Chair Harry Gould. I will see you in a few minutes.
Okay. We're talking about a letter of declaration of intent resolution on 1001 Woodlock Avenue, also in the beloved Bronx. And I will call on Ruth Moreira to make a presentation again.
Thank you, Harry. As you know, declaration of intent resolutions are solely for tax code purposes, allowing any expenditures incurred by a project's developer within 60 days prior to the date the resolution is passed to be eligible for tax-exempt bond financing. Before HDC were to actually finance a project, the specifics of the transaction would be presented to the members for review and approval. Please refer to the memorandum before you entitled Resolution of Declaration of Intent, 1001 Whitlock Avenue, located in the Bronx, New York. The proposed development will consist of the new construction of one building containing a total of 265 residential low-income rental units to be located in the Longwood neighborhood in the Bronx. It is expected the development will use approximately $84,300,000 in tax-exempt bonds. The project is to be developed by a single-purpose entity to be formed and controlled by Stat Group LLC. The members are asked to approve the resolution at this time.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the Declaration of Intent Resolution for 1001 Whitlock Avenue in the Bronx?
I move.
Okay, second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. At this time, I would like to close the meeting of the Finance Committee and call for a motion of the HDC Board to ratify those items that were just approved by the Finance Committee.
I moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, any opposed? The motion carries. And Commissioner, are you going to call for the other business or do I?
he will. He'll be right back on. We just pinged him to return.
Okay.
Thank you, Harry.
Okay, you're welcome.
He's joining now. Welcome back, Commissioner. You're muted.
I said thank you and sorry for the delay. It's always a little tricky getting back in. Let me go back to our agenda. And sorry for the inconvenience.
We're to item 9.
Thank you. Item number 9 is other business. I call that question. Is there any other or new business? Hearing none, thank you all very much. I would like to call for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. This meeting of the HDC Corporation is adjourned. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Have a good day, Mr. Gould. I'm going to end the meeting.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to get out.
It'll stop once I hit end meeting here. So.